This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a GoPowerCat.com and Spirit Street production. You've discovered your link to GoPowerCat.com's PowerCat Overtime podcast, presented by Fridge Wholesale Liquor, and it starts right now. Now, let's go to the WTC Gig-Powered Studios. Here's your host, GoPowerCat.com publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to your Friday. This is your Friday, and I want it to be the best Friday you have all week.
What?
That's me scratch my mustache.
No, the best friend.
The very best. If you had all your Fridays to count from this week, I want this one to be your best Friday.
It's also going to be their worst Friday.
That's the way you want to look at life, Riley Gates. That's the way you can look at it. I want it to be your best. I want this to feel like, damn, this is a good Friday compared to the other Fridays this week.
Except for, of course, Good Friday.
But that's not this week.
People are just full right now. Probably still full.
Oh, yeah. Then I'm right in sequence with them. This is how I'll feel on Friday when it's actually Friday, because it's not Friday. Tim Fitzgerald, Riley Gates, Zach Carlson. I just had a feast. I had a feast of delicious meats. Well, meat. And soup and waffle fries. And hold on. A shake. Yep.
So we're not going to pretend like we just finished Thanksgiving. We're going to let people know that it's Monday afternoon.
The pilgrims would have just used a nap and gotten Chick-fil-A to take to the big party if it had been around at the time. And I don't think there's any historical evidence out there, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Zach, that Chick-fil-A wasn't actually here when Columbus arrived. Other things were here. He still thought he was first. And actually, he didn't even get here. He got to the Caribbean.
Well, that's why Chick-fil-A is still around, is because Columbus was going to, they were going to kill the Chick-fil-A people, too.
Really?
But then he was like, oh, chicken sandwich.
See, you learn stuff from the Overtime Podcast. And that's, luckily for you, what this is. The PowerCat Overtime Podcast. Every Friday, we crap on your radio. Except it's not really radio, it's a podcast. So I don't know. Your computer, your phone, that metaphor just went to poo-poo. Hey, everyone, we're sponsored by The Fridge. You need new liquor. Thanksgiving was rough on the cabinet. The wine's gone. The champagne's gone. Uncle Fitzy came over and got into all your vodka. Nephew Riley drank your wild turkey.
No.
He stole the crown.
You're that cheap?
Zach came over and took all your spritzers, your seltzers, and your other drinks.
What? Did you just cuss on the podcast?
Drinks.
Wow.
Welcome back from Lubbock, guys. I know it's Friday for everyone listening, but I just want to ask you, I haven't had a chance to ask you since it's Monday. How was the drive? It sucks. How much did you drive, Zach?
Probably 75%.
Okay.
I drove the last 2.5 on the way in and the last 3 on the way back.
Okay. No, D. Scott?
No.
Okay.
And on the way back.
That's a tough decision between Riley and D. Scott, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We would have gotten back quicker if we had let D. Scott, though. He would have gone faster than me, and I was booking it through.
I was going 82 in 75 mile an hour zone.
That's perfect speed.
Yeah.
Every night, either going or coming back from the TV show in Topeka, I set it at 82, and I just go past a trooper in the median, and they just never pay attention.
Perfect speed. You don't have to worry about getting pulled over. If you polled the amount of people sitting in the car this weekend on who was the better driver, I think the results might shock you.
It was me, because we went 100 once. Actually, twice.
I said if you pull the people in the car, and that is all the further I will go on this matter.
Okay. So you robbed Cassidy'd for a while.
No, it was only when we were overtaking on a two-lane.
I'll put it this way. K-State plays in Lubbock on February 19th. The only way in hell I'm making that drive is if K-State is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, roughly 8-0, 9-0 at this point. If K-State's good at basketball and ranked in the top 25 and has won at Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, West Virginia, and Iowa State, and TCU.
I don't know if it's my...
I don't want to go back.
Large volumes of food I ate or the reality of that scenario, but I feel ill.
Yes.
I think you're not going to be going to Lubbock. Right now, somewhere in Fort Myers, the Kansas State basketball team is preparing to play Pitt, which is weird for you listening to this because you know the result of the game and we don't. In fact, you know the result of the second game on Wednesday and we don't. It's like time travel gone backwards. We can't tell you what happened, but you could tell us if we could hear. I don't know that thing. I got lost.
You tried.
I tried.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Where are we at this point? Have we even started questions?
No, hell no. I'm still talking about the fridge. I didn't get very far on the fridge.
I was like, I don't think we're actually talking about the fridge at all.
I had a nice weekend, guys. While you guys were working your little tails off, I had a bachelor weekend because Becky had a girls' trip, and I laid about and watched Disney Plus because I'm a real man.
I meant to call you out on it, that, by the way. It's not really a bachelor weekend if you just do things by yourself. I'd just call that a really good man weekend. A bachelor weekend is when your wife or girlfriend is away and you're with the boys and you go out and get into some trouble. That's a bachelor weekend. You didn't have a bachelor. You ordered three meals from Good Sense all in one go.
On Friday night, I went out with the boys.
Why didn't you just... Okay, I can understand ordering your Saturday lunch and dinner at the same time. Cats play at 6. You don't really want to have to get up, answer the door for delivery guy.
Yeah, and it's
why did
pizza.
You order your Sunday on Saturday?
Okay, well, so here, let's back up here for the people that don't read my Twitter and still have part of their brain left because they don't. I decided I wanted Good Sense for lunch on Saturday with football coming up. And this is what happened. So when you order through, I don't know what they are, Eat Street, whatever. They're
everything.
One of the delivery services. You have a delivery charge. And you want to tip the driver, too, who, Jason, was amazing. I can't believe how quickly he got my food to my house. I mean, he must live at Good Sense. It was incredible. Anyhow, I couldn't decide between the Penny Club, delicious, and just being wild and crazy and getting the Italian, also delicious. So I got both, but you don't want to eat sandwiches for lunch and dinner, right? And then I noticed they had lasagna, and I like lasagna. And it was pretty average, but it still was lasagna. So I got that for dinner.
I would have
Zach slipped into a coma over here listening to the story. So anyhow, I got three meals from him, and on Friday, I did go out with the boys. We did get wild.
I would have just gotten the Sunday meal on Sunday. It would have been fresh.
No, then you got another delivery charge and tip.
What'd you do with the sandwich until Sunday? Stuck it in your fridge.
Right. And it
gross.
Was still fine. What? It's just a cold sandwich. It was fine.
Lettuce got old. Bread wasn't fresh.
Let's be honest. When lettuce is fresh, it's still not great. So on Friday, let's back up since you're criticizing me for not being wild. Toby, Marcus, and Fitz went out together and got after it, man.
Did you now?
Yeah, I got some.
I got two beers and went home.
I had water. And I had some provolone sticks at Old Chicago. Man. And then some pepperoni rolls.
You didn't even go to Aggieville.
Shush. And then I got farty later.
He drove. I'm trying to track his.
He drove a mile and a half.
Not even that, I don't think.
To Old Chicago.
Yep.
Well, Toby and Marcus had beer. And I had water. It got crazy. I had to leave early, though, because I was afraid we were going to start getting tattoos and stuff. So I didn't want to take part of that because it was getting out of hand. They were talking about going to another bar. And I thought, wow, this is turning into a pub crawl.
What, Mr. K's?
Yeah. And pretty much when you pub crawl on the west side of town, that's the end of the pub crawl. You could probably go up to then like
Colbert's,
but then you got to drive. And are you crawling? You're driving, man. So, anyhow, that got really involved, and you guys are bored.
Just take a golf cart.
Been there, done that. Turns out people get arrested for that.
Who'd have thought?
Anyhow, this is the Power Cat Overtime Podcast. This is pretty much par for the course. You know, when a podcast or radio show starts, and you sit there in your car, or your house, or your bathroom, and you're like, will you start the show already? You're just talking. That's pretty much what this podcast
is. This is the show.
We do give you an opportunity to ask us stupid questions, but the answers to those questions are pretty much exactly the kind of crap we're saying right now. Let's get going with the questions, for God's sakes.
From King Jim 77. With the release of Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker imminent, rank these Star Wars movies released in the 2010s from best to worst. Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Solo, A Star Wars Story, or Rogue One?
This is kind of tough.
I didn't know I was going to have to actually think. Nobody said anything about thinking. Okay.
I like, my favorite of the new ones was Rogue One. I thought that was very good. I'll go with, so Last Jedi, hold on, I was trying to think of them here.
Okay,
good. Which ones?
Give them again.
Force Awakens.
Force Awakens, it was okay.
Last Jedi.
Last, I spelled last with a J. Okay.
Solo.
Solo, yeah. That's
Rogue One.
Kind of about my weekend, yeah. Rogue One. One. Is that with a number one or a numeral?
It's spelled
it's
out.
It's spelled out
O-N-E.
Oh, see, that was the third option. I didn't think of it. Okay. I'm going to put a numeral. Okay.
You realize the Roman numeral and the number one are the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. That's X.
That's all of them.
Okay. So which one?
Four.
So
I swear you listed more than that.
No.
No, he said but the fifth one is the one that's not out yet.
It's the best.
Okay. You what? No. No. Force Awakens is the one where they kill Harrison Ford, right?
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler.
Spoilers.
By the way.
I can't rank these. Come on now.
If you haven't seen it by now, then you deserve to have it spoiled. All right. I'll go Rogue One, Force Awakens, Star Wars Story.
Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Rogue One. Sorry, I'm getting them mixed up here. I'm trying to read. I'm trying to scroll.
I'm trying to scroll
on my screen.
He gets
here.
Lost. He's using a computer screen to cheat, and he's still lost.
Okay, Rogue One.
Riley.
Force Awakens. Shut up. Last Jedi. Star Wars Story. That's how I like them.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I would agree.
I thought,
I'm one of those people. I understood the Last Jedi. It was what it is. It was the bridge episode between 7 and 9, and you just kind of get from one point to the other. It didn't really have an ending. Look, it is what it is. You had to get to the end. Now, if 9 sucks, I'm going to be pissed because I'm going to like, literally my entire life I've been waiting for the conclusion of this story, and you came along, what's your name, and screwed it up.
I thought Rogue One blew the covers.
If Bob Newhart wakes up and it was all a dream, that's a really dated joke, guys. You probably don't get it. I'm going to be pissed.
Rogue One was very good. Solo, now, I might be too harsh on that. I don't know. That was great. It was really cool to look back.
What's weird, it didn't do well in the movie, so now they're like, we're
it didn't do well?
Solo, no. No, it didn't do well at all. So they're like,
wow.
We're going to back off doing these standalones for a while. I'm like, no.
I thought it was incredible.
Didn't they release it at a weird time?
Yeah, that's
like
exactly
it was in the spring.
It got lost in the shuffle.
Was it? Okay. I'm trying to think of which ones came out at which time.
Rogue One was outstanding.
I guess Last Jedi is the only one that I've walked out of and been like,
yeah.
Could have done without it. Didn't hate it. Could have done without it.
It was just a vehicle to get you somewhere else, just to move the story along.
I just hope they don't ruin the allure, you know, as they move forward. Like, because they're obviously going to continue to make more.
They'll figure it out.
Tons of money to be made. Good for them. But at some point, a lot of people that grew up on Star Wars are going to, you know, get older, and it's not going to be the same thing. So they're going to stop supporting it. And then the younger people that are seeing these new ones as they come out, they're going to be like, oh, this is Star Wars. And you'll be like, no, the original trilogy was Star Wars. And they're like, well, that's boring. That was in 1970, you know, whatever. So I hope the new ones don't kill off the old ones, is what I'm saying, by popular demand.
From Jim Cat.
I'm not done with this. Sorry. The Mandalorian is a fine watch. As I geeked out with my Disney
Fine.
Plus. Yeah, it is what it is. It's a series. It's set like 5 years after the original ones, episode 6. It's so weird that the original ones are the middle ones. But it's about a bounty hunter, so it's like a space western. If you understand that concept, it's pretty enjoyable.
From Eric Black TV, driving to Lubbock, which would you rather do to pass the time? Count windmills, sing 99 bottles of beer on the wall, or simply zoning out?
As a guy who's been behind the wheel, it's zoning out.
Yeah.
Guys, I got to tell you.
Just
last time K-State went to Lubbock, I was on. It was right around the time that I was making the transition into reporter that goes to road games. Because I never went to road games my first years. And I was going to have to go to Lubbock, and I was pretty upset because that's a long drive. And K-State was iffy. And then Emporia State basketball exhibition popped up. And I was like, man, Fitz is going to make me stay from Emporia State. Who's the real loser? I ended up winning that weekend because I didn't have to go to Lubbock. Now I have to go to Lubbock.
So here's the thing. I'm not going to Lubbock this year. Last time I went to Lubbock, I didn't have cancer as far as I know, and now I have cancer, so I don't have to go to Lubbock.
Bang!
Kind of an even trade.
Wow. Big win for cancer.
Look, I hate Lubbock, but... Shout out to cancer for making me not go on the road.
Oh, yeah.
I will be doing an Instagram Q&A session.
Oh, yes. Lucky. So lucky.
Like I usually
on the
do.
Drive.
That's what I usually do on the long road trips. I put it on my Instagram because you can do like those boxes.
Yeah, you know, I know.
Ask me whatever. So I'll do that. I might even do an Ask Me Anything on Twitter.
Yeah.
Look, we get to like Wichita and I have checked Twitter 5 times. I've been on Instagram. I've done Snapchat. It's like.
Here's what I like to do with Twitter on a long road trip. Usually I'm driving, but I remember coming back from somewhere in Texas, and I was writing, so I had people give me, like, the start of a sentence, and then I let my autocorrect fill it back in.
I remember this.
It got to be really bizarre.
I'm not excited. I'll put it that way.
You have big decisions to make about how you're going, how you're coming back.
I've made the executive decision.
You're the one I'm handing the keys to.
We will be going through Wichita Falls on both the trip down and the trip back interstate most of the way.
You know what? It was shorter in mileage and distance to go through western Kansas, cut the angle off. But God, it's stressful. It's stressful. You slow down for towns. You got to pass on two lanes. You get into parts of Kansas and Oklahoma that are kind of up and down. And
you didn't even know existed.
I know. I did see Beaver, Oklahoma.
What did he say?
Why? Oh, my God. Why couldn't the Big 12 throw us a bone? 11 a.m. We could have gotten back to
Wichita Falls.
We could have made it further, probably. Honestly.
Probably Lawton.
How far is Wichita Falls from
Lubbock?
Lubbock.
Like 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. We could have gotten past Wichita Falls. God. You're killing me, Big 12.
Yeah, the night game sucks.
Everything's shot. Because it's obviously such a long drive that we're not going down Saturday.
We will be well rested for the game.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. But God, that drive back's going to suck. We're going to miss every football game. I hate it. Thank God it's the last one of the year. Because we're either driving to a very drivable distance for the bowl.
Or we're flying.
Yeah, the drive to Memphis is kind of brutal, too.
I thought that was like 10 hours.
It's about the same amount of time, and then it's windy Missouri backhills roads that we don't have Katie working
fine
for us to drive
we
us.
We have officially withdrawn Kansas State's name from consideration of the Liberty Bowl. Thank you. Please respect our decision.
And the Cheez-It Bowl. We will be going.
We will either be covering the First Responders Bowl or the Alamo Bowl. Those are the two options on the table.
You got the Texas Bowl.
I don't want to go to Houston.
I'll go to Houston.
I guess we'd fly to Houston.
On Southwest, please. Not United.
Never again. United, the
Delta.
Last time.
Yeah, that was
that's
the Texas
how you
Bowl.
Lost my business forever. The only reason I'm going to go on United is I have no other choice. Like, for example, if sometime I want to fly to Denver, I'll go to Salina and get on your little puddle jumper and take it into Denver International. But that's it. If there is only one plane on the ground in Uganda and I've got to get out of Uganda and it's United flight, I'm staying in Uganda.
Blah, 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 blah.
That was the Texas Bowl that they screwed us.
Yeah. Well.
That was the point of that rant.
Yeah.
Lovely. So, yeah, I can't wait. Stay locked into my Twitter and Instagram on today that you're listening to this podcast. It'll be fun.
What makes me mad, you have to learn airline policies better than their own employees to not get screwed. Because when you ask a manager and he flat out tells you something wrong, you get screwed.
Should have taken me with you.
I know. I'm still mad about it.
Well, if we had
taken
you with us instead of Mitch, we wouldn't have had the issue in the first place. So.
True.
That is a good point.
Like, the issue wouldn't have been there.
From Texas Cat 93, what color palette is uglier, the primary colors of KU or burnt orange and white for the Texas Shorthorns, as he would like to call them?
Hate to break it to you, Texas Cat 93. Are we sure that it's a him?
I don't know.
Very gender neutral name.
I don't know. They were talking about driving in Dallas traffic, listening to the podcast. I don't know. If it's a female, you put off a guy vibe. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Burnt orange is a nice color.
It's a nice color.
It looks good on Texas. And if red and blue wasn't KU's colors, you would like those too. Do you like America? Do you like the American flag?
Like the time I wore my...
American flag doesn't have a yellow beak.
Or buckles.
Yes, that would change it a lot. Look at that American flag.
Let's add a yellow beak and buckles. It'll look fabulous.
Slap some shoes on the American flag.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I was wearing my... red, white, and blue tie-dye shirt one day, and someone said, why are you wearing KU colors? Okay, I lied. It wasn't one day. It was the 4th of July.
How about the day that Kellis Robinette got accused of being a KU homer for wearing a blue polo to a K-State game? What?
Yeah, see, that's
KU Kellis.
That's a great thing about having blue as a color. Nobody, if you just wear a blue shirt into the press box, nobody's going to think you're a homer. If you wear a red and blue one, maybe. If it has that dirty bird on it, yeah. But if you wear a purple shirt, people are like, well, you're wearing team colors in the press box. So anyhow, I think all those colors are fine. I'm just triggered by the Wichita wind surge.
What a lame.
If you missed it, they have announced the AAA team's name in Wichita, the Wind surge.
I'll give it to them for being creative.
Everything is great about their logo and their colors. The name is questionable.
It's creative. It's different. I'll give it to them, but it sucks.
Not creative.
No, I mean, it's not the Wildcats or the Tigers.
I know, but there were so many good ideas out there. I like the linemen. Bob Lutz was pushing for the Flyboys.
Ooh, that would have been a good one.
Even my wife this morning goes, why didn't they just name them the Prairie Dogs? I'm like, that's better. I was coming up with a list of names that were better, like the Wobbly Butts. That's better. The Beige. That's better. Mm-hmm. You could pretty much come up with anything that's better than the wind surge, which, by the way, is a weather phenomena at the coast. It's like when you have a tidal surge and the wind aids it, you have a wind surge at the coast. So name a team in Wichita that. It is also in the Urban Dictionary, apparently.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's related to that big wind surge you have before you poop.
I'm so immature. Moving on.
Good job, Wichita. Mm-hmm. You screwed up something that almost couldn't be screwed up.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
From WTDD 2001. Brand new. Welcome. Win the dang day, 2001.
But back in 2001.
Was he born in 2001? Is he 18? Or
does he graduate in 2001?
Did he enjoy the Insight Bowl season that much?
Insight Bowl.
Let's go ahead and hopefully the former.
What's more annoying, KU fans bringing up all-time record or the Orange Bowl?
I it's a tough one.
The all-time record.
See,
they earned the Orange Bowl. They won the they didn't.
But
really
for
earn
me,
it. They stole the Orange Bowl from Missouri.
But for me, it's not about, yeah, go ahead and brag about the Orange Bowl. For me, though, it's not the argument, hey, we won the Orange Bowl. It's, how many BCS bowls does K-State have? KU won the Orange Bowl. Well, K-State won the Fiesta Bowl when it wasn't a BCS bowl.
Yeah, it was the something. It was
the Alliance.
Yeah, it was the Alliance.
I'm cool with you bragging about the Orange Bowl. Like, that was an amazing season for KU, and you won that game fair and square. But it doesn't matter that it was a BCS bowl game. That's not even a relevant topic anymore.
I know.
That'd be like, and they do brag about this, them flaunting the fact that they have two of those BS basketball titles. It's like, we have two, K-State has zero. Well, they don't do it anymore.
Yeah, they're nuts. I don't care what the record is. You suck in your lifetime.
K-State's won 11 straight games. Ooh, all-time record.
Well, if you were born after 1950 now, I think, is K-State has a winning record.
Can I argue against K-State fans there? I don't like throwing in that, like, cap. Like, that's very, like, oh, let's look for the year that fits our argument and draw the line.
I don't think it's fitting an argument. It's just saying, hey, just remember.
Puts it in context.
Yeah.
I was born in 64, so if you were born in 50, you're 69 or 70 years old.
And you're too mature to be arguing about an all-time football record.
Oh, yeah. No, not KU fans.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Also from I Like Pickles Cat, is a cheeseburger a sandwich?
Zach and I were having a discussion about this.
Yes, it is.
It's a sandwich. First off, you'd find it on a menu under the sandwiches. Like it would say burgers and sandwiches. Therefore, they are the same thing. They overlap.
No, that's burgers and sandwiches.
No, he said that wrong. I've seen menus say sandwiches, and the burgers are under the sandwiches.
Yeah, because you're eating at restaurants owned by communists.
Yes! Yes!
I don't think that...
I was talking to Zach about this.
It clearly is a function of communism to think that burgers are sandwiches. So, hot dogs are hot dogs, burgers are burgers, and sandwiches are sandwiches, and supernovas are big things in the sky.
Then what is a sandwich?
How do you define a sandwich? Because I was talking to Zach about this, right?
I compare it to...
Yeah, you tell me
I want to hear him
you tell me
talk
first. What makes a sandwich a sandwich?
It's not like fried. I mean, I don't think a Philly cheesesteak is a sandwich.
But what about like a hot ham and Swiss sandwich?
You don't fry that typically.
So,
grilled cheese mac and cheese is a sandwich.
Well, it's grilled. Yeah. I mean, the bread is.
So define what a sandwich is then. What is a sandwich?
It's usually
what needs to be part of a sandwich.
Like shaved cut meat.
That's an interesting.
So is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich a sandwich?
That's a good point. Yeah.
See, what you need bread, and is the bread horizontal? Does it come from a loaf or a bun?
But by that definition, a hot dog is a sandwich,
and it's not. No. We're talking about bread right now. We are talking about bread.
Buns.
Two pieces of bread together.
But hold on, guys.
Jimmy John's. I was just going there.
See, I think it's about the type of meat you put into the sandwich.
Here's the thing. I can't define a sandwich. I was telling this to Zach. It's like my religion teacher used to say, what is faith? And you can't define it, but I know it when I see it. It's like a sandwich.
It's like porn, yes.
That too. Yeah, I guess that's another way to look at it. I don't know what a sandwich is by definition. Because if I tell you that it's meat between two pieces of bread, you'll be like, well, then that's a hot dog.
Right.
But a hot dog's not a sandwich.
No, it's not.
All I have to do is look at it. I have to look at the food.
It's a sausage.
I have to look at the food right there. That's a sandwich. Yeah. I know that's a sandwich.
It's not a burger. A burger's a burger.
Can lettuce be on a sandwich?
Sure.
Why could it not?
Can cheese be on a sandwich?
Yes. It's not about all that.
Tomatoes.
It's about the type of meat.
Oh, I see where you're going.
So why can't
I've never once heard someone say it's about the type of meat, though.
Right.
That's an interesting angle that fits the
I don't think a Philly steak is a
I think
sandwich.
It's a bad take.
I think
taking.
That you made your decision and you realized you were going to have to make some other decisions about other meat sandwiches to say, oh, Philly cheesesteak, that's not a sandwich.
I don't think a burger's a sandwich. I don't.
Interesting. I wouldn't have never pegged you for the guy that said that.
I don't want to be accused of eating sandwiches 6 days a week, but burgers, hell yeah.
It's a sandwich, but that's not the first thing I'm going to call it, though, either. It's a burger, but it is also a sandwich. But not all sandwiches are burgers.
Rectangles are...
Yes.
All rectangles are square... No.
All squares are rectangles.
All squares are rectangles.
But not all rectangles are squares.
Because they're wrong.
And you thought I failed math.
Geometry 101.
Almost failed that class.
This sums up the podcast right here. I'm holding 2 5-hour energies.
I don't think that's good for you.
I know it's not
good
for me.
We're not even going to go an hour here. Calm down.
Ah!
Calm down. Screams.
From Chris 66204, have you ever munched on raw meat? Have you ever munched on raw meat?
Fitz is exiting the podcast room at this time.
Did you pee yourself?
Yeah. Oh no!
All right, define.
Have you ever munched on raw meat? If so, what kind?
Define like.
I don't understand the question. I really don't.
Define raw meat.
Have you ever gone to a steakhouse and been like, don't put it on the grill?
No. I don't like sushi.
I have.
But I do eat rare
sushi
steak.
Count?
Sushi would count
if
it's not
raw meat.
Okay, I tried sushi once. I don't like it,
no.
But I did try it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat my steak rare, so that's pretty darn close. It's not raw, but it's rare.
I mean, I was cooking burgers once and...
Not long enough, apparently.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I had done... I cooked them enough on, like, kind of, like, the outer edge of it, so I got, like, 2 bites into it. Then I took, like, a 3rd bite into it, and it literally was just bleeding. And I was like... It wasn't even borderline, like, raw.
Yeah, that's not
that
safe.
Was not cooked.
Yeah, that's not safe.
And I was like, ugh, I've already powered down the grill. We're just gonna persevere. And we're gonna I finished that burger sandwich.
You could have microwaved it. Could have taken the meat out and microwaved it.
I could have, but that would have involved getting out of my chair.
That's true. That's
putting
tough.
The recliner legs down.
I agree.
So by that, yes, I have had raw meat before. I'm trying to think of like other ones that I would not be thinking of. I can't.
That is so sad.
I can't think of them. It's like, would a salami be?
No, because it's cured.
No,
it had
raw means
salami
it.
Diseases, and they fixed it. Yeah, no, I'm not eating raw meat, nor am I munching on it.
Look, one
thanks
time.
For using the word munch.
Also, munch, I feel like raw meat would be chew. You couldn't munch on it because it's just the textures. Yeah. It's not a munch. Like, that's something crunchy, you know,
here's
like a peanut,
thing.
A chip.
If you're in a situation like the story I told, you kind of accidentally stumble into it. Nobody, like, thaws a pound of hamburger, sets it out on their counter, and is like, oh, before I grill up this hamburger helper here, I'm just going to take a few nibbles off the pound of hamburger here. Like, if you do that, you're a psychopath. That's weird.
Yeah, there you go.
From Jim Cat. Ugh. From Jim Cat.
There's no like, in his name.
I kind of choked there.
Yeah.
Someone posted that they were the only one in their section standing up the whole game. Does standing up make you a better fan, and can you yell louder standing up?
You absolutely can yell louder standing up.
I'm
absolutely.
Sure that's true.
Absolutely. It's science. It's proven.
Well, even aside from science, you're just more motivated. 97%
of scientists agree that you can yell louder when standing up.
And
the other 3% were sitting down.
56% of statistics are made up on the spot.
So is 7% of them.
What are they saying?
I think you scientifically, yes, you can yell louder standing up. But just in general, you're not motivated to yell loud when you're sitting down. When you're standing up, you are.
Oh, I'm going to call you out on that. I'm at a Royals game. Hot dog!
Miller Lite!
Yep, I got it.
So, that's the thing. It doesn't make you a better fan to stand. It does, however, make you a worse fan to yell at people for standing.
Wait. If someone is standing in front of you for the whole game while everyone else is sitting,
right.
You're a bad fan for asking them to sit down.
Yes. No, hold on.
You had a moron.
You
no.
have every right in the world
to obstruct somebody's seat.
You paid an equal amount of money, or, you know, assuming you're in the same section, for that seat that they paid. You have every right in the world to stand up for the entire duration of the game if that's what you so choose.
Hold on,
if
bro.
That's
not,
the case, then I have every right to dump 10 beers on your head because you're in my way.
That's not even close to the same thing.
Well, it's not, but I agree with him that...
Is it rude?
You should be
sure.
Right. You should be courteous to the people around you, and if it's not a situation that would normally require standing, sit your butt down because the person we got, look, I'm 6'3" and a half and that's how wide I am. And then I'm also tall. And so I try to be conscious of when I stand up. It's got to be really important because I can block out the sun for the person behind me. So when I'm at games or the theater or anything, I only pick my moments.
Fair. Like a punting, like on a punt, if K-State goes 3 and out, punts the ball, you don't need to be standing. It's not a big part of the game. But then on the flip side, I'll say this. I spent 18 years sitting on the west side of the stadium. It'd be 3rd and 5, and Oklahoma has the ball, big stop coming up, and people are sitting. I want to stand.
No,
it's my right as a fan to stand. And just because the person sitting one row behind me chooses to sit That's not my problem.
I'm
this is
saying
a big
you're
moment
being a dick by standing during moments that
right.
really don't have
Fair.
A reason to stand.
Then you agree. Then
no.
why are you so
no.
upset?
Yeah, I'm
I think saying
you
stand have
at
the right.
Times.
I'm saying you have the right
not.
To stand. There's, you do.
You've got to go to a game prepared. And if it's a big moment in the game and you don't know it, dude, go somewhere else. If you should know when big moments are, and people should stand. And if people are standing during a big moment, don't do that.
Right.
I don't know why Zach's grandma is at the game.
Zach, where's Zach?
But anyhow, then if it's not a big moment and you're standing,
sit down.
What? Zach's grandmother's got a potty mouth.
I would argue there is. Wow. I would argue that there's a lot of big moments in the games that people just sit for. Like first and 10, get the ball back. I think you should be standing. You're a fan. It's big, you got the ball, let's go, let's do it. Here we go. Incomplete pass on first and 10, sure, you don't necessarily need to continue to stand, but what I'm saying is third down should not be the only down that you stand up on. It's just, it's weird.
If you lack the social cues to know when it is the appropriate or not appropriate time to stand, you should not be going to games.
I never said,
It's kind of like eating boogers.
What? Not at all.
Yeah.
You two have had bad analogies in this question.
You have every right in the world to eat your own boogers, but don't do it where it affects my
ability
to enjoy not watching you eat boogers.
I didn't say that you should do it just because you feel like it, because, yes, it's kind of a dick move to stand up. If
he is officially flip-flopped.
But, no. But if I choose to stand, if it's second and six, and I say I want to stand up for this play, my decision to stand is mine. I will stand because I paid for that ticket. And just because you don't want to stand does not mean that I'm being rude.
This isn't even the question. The question is literally they were the only person standing up the whole game. We're not arguing about situations at this point. That's where we start. It was like, if you want to stand up, yeah, that's fine. But standing up the whole game, you are a douche. A douche.
Well, I don't think that's physically possible. It's kind of a...
If you are not in the student section, sit down.
I don't know how someone could actually be that.
People need to be better fans. Stand up. Get loud.
Well, I think the bigger problem isn't standing up or sitting down. It's getting up and leaving.
Oh, yeah. That's another story.
And I'm telling you what. I have never gotten up and left a K-State game in my isolated press box with climate control and ice cream sandwiches and a bathroom right behind me.
Fair.
From Chris 66204, this is the last question of the podcast. The GPC crew decides to pull a bank heist. Who is the planner, the driver, the guy who cuts the silent alarm, and the guy who goes too far during the robbery and beats up a teller for no good reason?
Now, we have the perfect answer on the message board. Someone responded. It's the perfect answer, but let's fill in the blanks ourselves before we get to that.
Zach probably has to drive.
Zach's a good driver. He's very responsible.
He's going to have to go faster.
And we're not all fitting into an Altima, so he's going to have to drive a bigger vehicle. Plus, all the money we steal is going to fit in the Altima. I'm going to plan it because for a couple good reasons. First of all, I'll make Riley do all the planning.
We're so screwed.
And then I won't actually participate. This is kind of how and then I'll do a podcast about it. That's pretty much how things run around here.
It's the Power Cat Bank Heist Podcast.
Brought to you by Commerce Bank.
Oh, God. I think we determined that the alarm guy would have to be Wally because he is obviously very technologically smart. Smarter than all of us, really. And then the guy that beats the bank teller... Could be any of us, really. Could be.
Not me.
That's fair.
It could be me. If I have to go in and, I get tired and I get cranky because I'm hormonal, I could snap on him. Marcus called me the other day and told me I'm a real bitch.
You don't have the testosterone to beat him up.
Well, I might hit him, but it wouldn't hurt him. It'd just hurt me. And then
I
cry.
D. Scott?
Oh, yeah. D would snap on him.
Yeah, but this is the answer from K-Ned, who took a guess here. He says that D. Scott would be the planner.
That's so true.
Because he's the researcher type. He says that Fitz would drive, probably out of necessity, because they don't want him doing the other jobs.
No, I would suck. Let's be honest, I couldn't run away.
He said Zach would be the guy that cuts the alarm, just because, you know, the same reason we said for Wally, tech. Which, I guess because you're a video guy, that makes you very technologically smart.
He knows wires.
He was in AV club in high school. Or
well, let's be honest. With dude in the studio just a little bit ago, we had to untangle him from the wires, and who did it? Zach.
Well, I was close. Also, it was dude almost, that was going to get tangled.
Dude almost pulled the soundboard onto the floor.
Here he is again.
He's a weirdo.
He says that I would beat the bank teller because on the way, you guys told me I couldn't be the driver because I don't know where I'm going, and then I took out my rage on the bank teller.
All true.
Sadly, I could see it happening. He says Michael Goins is going to post the bail, and Ross Uglum is going to analyze the security film and show us where we made our mistakes.
Best answer ever. Best answer ever. But Ryan Wallace has to be involved, and he will probably be the guy that dupes the security film. So it looks like there's no one in the bank when we're robbing it.
Ryan Wallace is going to backstab us and tweet out the sound the alarm tweet. Sound the alarm. The Go Powercat staff is robbing a bank. Judas Iscariot.
I'd love to see Ross's breakdown. Should have gotten away there. You know?
Oh, didn't want to trip that alarm.
Fitz, eating snacks behind the wheel. Well done. Good job.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's it for the Powercat Overtime Podcast. If
Double
I erase this
podcast.
One, again, we're not doing it. You'll never hear this week's overtime. It's been brought to you by The Fridge and Dude the Dog, who has been wreaking havoc in here, but boy, is he sweet.
He's licking my hand now.
It's dude is, not me. That's weird.
You've been listening to the Power Cat Overtime Podcast, presented by Fridge Wholesale Liquor. Power Cat Podcast, all rights reserved, gopowercat.com and Spirit Street Publishing.
I'm Mark Chapman. Welcome to the Planet Premier League podcast. Each week, Cesc Fabregas, Nader Manua and myself talk all things Premier League.
As a player, you don't have time to talk.
No.
You don't have time to make a plan. You just need to deal with wave after wave after wave.
We watched Coach Carter and he said, oh, afterwards, the game's just about doing this for your teammates. And I remember looking around halfway through the film and half the squad was asleep.
Planet Premier League. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.